This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9.
Australia.
And good evening, my love.
Good evening, my love. How are you?
Look, I'm all right. We've had a very busy week, haven't we,
yes,
my love?
Yes, we have.
We're a little bit tired and we both want to have a long weekend down the coast.
Yes, we have. And speaking of a little bit tired, we're coming to the end of our grid. So we've only got, tonight and next week. And we've got a wonderful guest next week who'll be talking a little bit more about tonight.
Absolutely, my love. This is our penultimate show again.
It is indeed. So... It's just you and me.
It's just the two of us tonight. And, my love, what's Chatterbox about again?
Well, normally we're at a talk show where we bring in a member of the community and they choose four songs and they talk about their life and their experiences and we have a bit of a laugh. But tonight we don't have a guest.
No, we don't.
I'm warning you now, I've got the devil in me, so we could go anywhere.
This is new because...
Well, just an extra spirit.
I tell you what, the light on here is very light tonight. Could we turn that down, please? I am ready for my close-up, Mr. DeMille. My goodness. Oh, it's dark. Oh, now that's better. We've taken the minutes of us.
So tonight, literally, we're just going to be shooting the breeze, you and I. We're going to be talking about what we're watching on TV. In fact,
good shows we've been watching.
Absolutely. What I'd like to know, what both of us would like to know.
Oh, yes.
What are you currently watching and loving? Could be on TV, could be a movie. What are you watching and loving? So if you're loving something at the moment and you want to let us know, SMS us on 0427JOY949 or email on air at joy.org.au.
Now, this is the first track of the night.
Yes.
Is usually it's sort of like the party mixer, right? It's the cocktail hour,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it usually is.
But tonight, it's going to lead into the first show we're going to talk about tonight, which is, of course, the fabulous RuPaul's Drag Race.
Absolutely. So to start the show off tonight, we've got the Queen of Queens herself, Miss RuPaul, who,
yes,
is barely singing on her songs.
Yes,
anymore.
Well... She ain't what she used to be.
She makes Britney seem like Maria Callas. But we're playing one of the few songs she did actually rock up for on her new album, Butch Queen. And it's called You Wear It Well. So without further ado, Britt.
Yes, here it is now.
For the night.
You're listening to Chatterbox on Joy 94.9. Lipstick, paint it on. You wear it well. You sure suits you.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9. And that was...
RuPaul.
Barely RuPaul.
Barely RuPaul.
She was hardly on it.
She was, but it was good.
Yeah, it was called You Wear It Well from a new album, Butch Queen. Butch Queen.
Now, my love.
Yes.
Now, we're talking tonight. It's just the two of us.
Yes.
And we're just doing a show about... We're going to just talk about some...
Some stuff.
And the first stuff that we're going to talk about is RuPaul, because this season of RuPaul's Drag Race, in its eighth season, my love...
Yes.
It's 100 queens.
It was. And on episode one, it was the 100th episode and the 100th queen. And the 100th queen was Derek Barry. Maybe it wasn't 100 episodes, but it was Derek Barry, who's the Britney impersonator from Vegas.
Yes. Girl, she can only do no, Britney.
Like, he's saying, give me more than Britney. So she comes out in a pink wig and is like, okay, now we get Katy Perry.
She runs the gamut from A to B.
But it's a great season, because season 7, I thought, was a little bit off. I still loved it, but it was a little bit off.
The queens just didn't...
There was all style, no substance. Exactly. It was all pretty, and they didn't really... They couldn't do much. Whereas this season, I think there's some really, really fabulous queens. Who are your favourites?
Okay, so I have to say, yes. Bob the drag queen is an absolute pisser.
Yeah.
He does not take himself seriously. She gets made up, and she looks like sassy black girl... And he's funny.
Can
Andy.
I say he reminds me of? He reminds me of Bianca from season 6, Bianca Del Rio.
Yes, but not too... Because Bianca could be nasty sometimes.
Yeah, but also would be super helpful and super kind behind the scenes. So she would be vile in front of the cameras, but then behind the scenes in the workroom would be super kind.
Yeah.
And I think it's a very similar vibe. And they work together a lot in New York.
Yes.
So, and I get a very similar vibe from both of them. I'm not crazy on Thorgy at the moment, but I think she might grow on me.
She's not a bad queen, though.
No.
She puts herself
but
together
I think
really
she's
well.
She's just got the one face, and it's a bit Karen Blackish. It's like she's trying to land the plane.
She's trying to land the plane! Now, the other one who I love is Chi-Chi. Now,
oh, yeah.
She purr.
She was pow, Brett.
She was pow.
We was pow. Well,
she was.
Yeah, look, bless her. She's got $2 dresses. I think she brought two of them.
But
she's
I
got
love her.
Wigs from the dumpster, but she's heaven and she works hard.
And I can't wait. I want to see if she's going to pull off a little Dionne Warwick because she's got that face. And that's a hard look to pull off, ladies and gentlemen.
I know she's hopeless and she doesn't really have any outgoing talent other than the fact that she can paint her face. For the gods, Kimchi. I love her.
Oh, Kimchi's brilliant.
She's big and awkward, and she's like a Sasquatch. Sasquatch that walk, because she walks down the runway, and she looks like someone that could move a fridge for you. And she's 6'4", which is unusual for Korean.
Yes, she's a very tall lass.
Don't write in and tell me I'm racial profiling. It's unusual for Korean. They're usually short.
Now, my love,
yes.
We have to talk about the queens I don't like.
Yes.
Acid Betty.
Oh,
she's foul.
She's not happy. She's not happy, quite frankly.
Do you know what? When an ugly person makes himself uglier, she's only got herself to blame. She shouldn't be doing that hair. No one's buying it. And the other one.
Which one?
The one who's... Look, she's quite fabulous in a frock. She's a skinny girl.
Oh, the tall one who needs boobs.
She doesn't pad.
Yeah, what's
And she
her
looks
name?
Like a skinny...
she's gorgeous. Naomi Smalls.
Naomi Smalls. Yeah. And the thing about Naomi, if you're listening, darling, please send us a message on 0427JOY949. The thing is... She doesn't pad, so it's boy in
chest.
Frock,
yeah,
and but face of pretty girl.
Pretty face, boy chest in a bikini top and no hips and fantastic gazelle-like legs. But I'm loving this season, I've got to say, I'm loving it.
Now, we don't want to spoil it, but we have to say the first challenge is brilliant. I loved it. It was because they're doing the reflection of 100 queens.
Oh, yes.
It was an overview of all the other mini challenges, and they had to make a dress out of all the other mini challenges. Yeah. Clever. Now I have to give a special mention to the fabulous Michelle Visage. Now, I've always had a problem with Visage.
Yeah.
She's just fabulous and she looks fantastic. She's lost all this weight. And I don't think she's as acidy, or they've just softened her.
I think she's softened a little bit. I think she's been doing battle of the season. She's been on the road with the queens, and she's not quite as mean. But
she's not quite as mean.
Episode 2 was heaven, because it's a double elimination. Not giving names away, but two queens go home. And episode 3, I will say is it's a mini... Oh, no, it's not a... It's a major challenge, which is an acting challenge around Empire.
Yes.
And runway challenge is on roller skates.
Yes.
Girl.
Girl down. That's all I'm saying. Girl down. Hey, you're listening to Chatterbox tonight with Brett and Andy, and we're not having a special guest. It's just us on Joy 94.9.
Bringing you more of your community. Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew, and no special guest tonight.
No, it's just the two of us, my love.
On Joy 94.9.
Now, my love.
Yes.
Whilst we were yakking away, there's been a couple of messages.
There have indeed. Now, two... avid listeners of the show, two dear, dear friends of the show, have texted us in, because we would like to know tonight, what are you watching at the moment that you love? Could be on TV, could be a movie. Don't tell us what you're watching out of the window. We don't care, quite frankly.
No. Now, first message is from the fabulous John of Hawthorne.
John of Hawthorne.
Late of Burnley. Loving the new season of The Real Housewives of Melbourne. Can't wait for the new season of Gogglebox and season 4 of the best Aussie drama, Wentworth. Can't wait to find out who is your final show guest. Oh, John, you just can't wait.
Hang on till the end, John of Burnley.
It's too good.
No, John of Hawthorne, late of Burnley. We've also got our 200th like. Is Adrian Guest, who normally listens to the podcast, but is listening live tonight. So, hi, Adrian. Welcome to Live Chatterbox.
Welcome to Live Chatterbox, Adrian. And lovely to have you listening.
Your fave TV show at the moment is, thank you, Brett, The Night Manager, which, can I say, Adrian, we watched the first episode of on Sunday, and it's got... what's his name? Tom Hiddleston in it, and the dude from House.
The dude. You never say I dude.
Know. I've got a street or something. And it's got Olivia Colman from Broadchurch.
I wanted to say Olivia de Havilland.
And you said it was fantastic.
I loved it.
I got distracted by Real Estate. So I'm going to go back and watch it again It's had the most amazing, amazing reviews. It's about an arms dealer.
Because we've got Easter coming up and we need to watch A Good Day of Crap.
Manager is getting great reviews. And we've also had one from... long-time friend of the show, but has been listening of late.
Yes.
Which is the gorgeous Sissy. Hi, now, Sissy.
Would you believe that my sister is watching RuPaul at the moment? Love your guts, Sissy. And she said, hello, my boys. Loving the new RuPaul too. Kim Chi and Bob's are also my favourites, but Thorgy.
Just say it, Thorgy. Say it how you say
it. I don't like it. Reminds me of Skipper from Family Ties if he had dreadlocks. Sissy, you've nailed it because I thought he looked like one of the girls from Saturday Night Live from the 70s. Forgotten the name now.
It's Gilda Radner.
Gilda Radner. But I actually think you're right. It is Skipper from Family Ties. Now, moving on.
Oh, speaking of craziness that's happening over the other side of the pond.
Do we need to talk about
it? Well, it's, do you know we should? Because it's probably going to have a huge impact on how we live the next 20 years of our life. The American election. It is turning into the biggest circus and bun fight in political history. It's just horrendous. So it seems to be coming down to, and it's heartbreaking, Hillary Clinton, who I, up until about 4 months ago, I was actually a big supporter of Hillary Clinton.
Now, why don't you support her now, Mike?
I don't, because I found out that she was bankrolled by, and I mean literally bankrolled, by Lehman Brothers and Goldman Sachs. They're two of her biggest contributors. And now... that there's no restrictions on how much you can actually donate to somebody's political campaign because of the super PACs. She literally is bankrolled by Wall Street, which I think, given what the Democrats stand for, is just not great. And I'm a big supporter of Bernie Sanders. And it's a shame because he's not going to get in. He's older than the most of America would like.
What is the appeal? Because a lot of people don't know who Bernie Sanders is.
Bernie Sanders will not take a contribution from a corporation or a big business. He literally has raised millions of dollars, and I mean $7 to $10 million dollars, from independent contributors. People in the street, you and me, that are just giving $20, $15.
Yes.
And
he's crowdfunded, hasn't he, my love?
Absolutely. But he's literally, Bernie Sanders' message is all about basically, it's about breaking down the whole establishment of politics and government, getting rid of the whole super PAC thing, getting rid of the amount that the Congress, gun control, all of that sort of thing.
He's not going to get in, Andy.
He really isn't, and it's a shame because he's getting this big groundswell purely because his message is so unique.
Yes.
And then you've got the hot mess. That is...
She's the hottest of messes.
Now, can I say, it's dangerous now because it's gone from being a bit of a laughing stock, which is Donald Trump.
Yep.
He's gone from being something of a laughing stock to something that's actually really quite dangerous because there've been really violent outbursts at his rallies. And he steps away from it and says, I don't agree with this. I don't condone this. But he actually does. If you see protesters, punch them in the face. He is one of the most hateful, vindictive, divisive... awful people, and I can't believe that A, he's got a political stage, B, he's getting the following that he has, and C, the GOP and the Republicans are actually stepping back and saying, we don't want this idiot to represent us.
Look, it is a shocking state of affairs that's happening in the States. Unfortunately, the Republican Party have made this bed for themselves. They should have known. This is nothing new from Trump. We've seen Trump come out and talk bullshit, and let's just call it what it is. It is bullshit.
But I think they've underestimated the groundswell that he's got, and he has got such a following from people that they're saying are disenfranchised. But I don't want to sound awful, and I'm not beating anybody's politics. It's people that are just uneducated and stupid. It really is.
Well, everyone's got a right to vote, Andrew.
Or people that are just trying to keep somebody else out.
And that's true. That's true.
It's a little bit Tony Abbott times 20, really, if you've got somebody.
Yeah, I know. But look, our state of affairs isn't any better with the safe school programs, one of the most wonderful, welcoming programs for GLBTI kids, because of the very small but loud majority in the government at the moment.
Horrendous people like Corey Bernardi.
Absolutely, who screwed our Prime Minister and put them in a corner. But then that's sort of saying something about our political
system.
Can I also say as well?
No, absolutely. But I honestly think with somebody like Malcolm
Turnbull... This is Talkback Radio tonight on Joy 94.9. Sorry, we're not normally this intense.
No, but Malcolm Turnbull came in and I was in two minds because I thought, okay, he was certainly better than Tony Abbott. But there was a little bit in the back of my brain that said, same pig, new lipstick. Because it was... No, he didn't do anything new.
And she didn't do anything new.
And can
new.
I say... He's a little bit, I'm getting a bit of a whiff of Gillard here because he's trying to please everybody.
Yes.
And he's pleasing nobody.
No. And I think the thing is, I think they have tried to avoid all of this. And I think it's just we're falling into the same trap as before. My love.
Yes.
Let's play a song.
Let's go back to the American politics, horrible, hot mess, filthy bed that is at the moment.
And there's only one man, the King of Soul, to help us in this song quest. Is there not, my love?
It's the King of Soul, James Brown. I feel good. Singing Living in America. You're listening to Shadowbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9. You're listening to Shadowbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9. And that was James Brown with Living in America.
Oh, my goodness.
We've got on our political rant for the night.
I know. Have you got it out of your system, my love?
I think I'm at it.
All right. Now, yes. My love.
We are asking people, though, tonight, what are they currently watching on TV?
We would love to know, my love.
Yes.
A show that we're watching at the moment.
Yes.
Which I'm loving. I'm not sure if you're 100% loving at the moment.
I'm just finding it a little... I think the pacing's a little bit inconsistent for me.
Yeah, yeah,
and I love it and then I hate it. And I watch an episode and it's like, oh, I didn't love it. And then I watch another episode and it's like, this is the greatest thing on television at the moment.
Yeah,
and
then
I hate it again the following week.
Well, I'm going to play a trailer. It is from HBO's fabulous new series set in the 70s called Vinyl.
Vinyl.
About a record company... just before disco, and we'll come back to that in a moment, but here is the trailer now.
When I started in this business, rock and roll was real and pure.
Mr. Finestra, is there a problem with the document?
I started this company from nothing.
Right, and now we're selling it.
I'm talking about our dreams, man. You don't understand.
Okay, here's what I do understand, Richard. You're high.
Yeah, well, so what? Hell!
It's a privilege to do this job, to introduce the world to new music, to shape the culture.
Richie, we're going to be bankrupt in a month.
Going in a new direction, trying to bring us into the future.
While you're over there in the future, I'm here in the present trying to keep the lights on.
Hey, we're about to turn a corner.
That's exactly what the Nazis told my Uncle Isaac. Showers, right around the corner.
I want fresh artists today.
I have something. I think they're pretty good.
Where'd you find them?
I saw the singer on the subway and I liked his look.
That's... what I'm talking about.
Do you have any idea how screwed we are?
I'm sure he's fine.
Yeah, of course he's fine. He's always fine. Give me
our future, everything. It's all riding on this company.
You got a guilty conscience, and this is what you come up with? That's it. That's all I got.
I promise I'm gonna bring us back. Let's show people how rock and roll is supposed to make you feel.
Heaven knows they wanna.
Break. You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9. And that was the trailer from...
Vinyl.
The new HBO show called Vinyl.
So it's it's called Vinyl, Vinyl. Now, it is set in the 70s. It is about Ricky Finestra.
Yeah.
Oh, I got the name right. Yeah.
Who owns a record company.
Who's also got a bit of a cocaine habit.
Whopping great cocaine habit.
Whopping. Into the point where he's on the edge. And they're on the edge of losing the record label. Everything's about to go to shit. However, there are also all these great sort of names of the time are also appearing, which I'm loving.
Alice Cooper. Yeah. I think it's...
We had Bowie on last night absolutely. As well. But and they're being... It's not an impersonation or a piss take. It's actually being really, I think, quite...
Yeah, it's not awkward.
Yeah.
I think... Because it's... It was bigged up before it started because it was Martin Scorsese and Mick Jagger. So you had these two massive names attached to it. And then it came down to it and it was just sort of Scorsese, I think, executive produces it and he directed the first episode. It's super gritty.
But I love it. And it's showing that great time now. And I don't think it's intended to come like as a sequel, for example, to Mad Men, but where Mad Men showed Manhattan in the 60s, this is now the New York or Manhattan of the 70s. Dirty, gritty, in decay.
Yeah, it really is.
A hot mess, but a really great melting pot of creative minds and music.
Yeah.
And the characters already that they've introduced are brilliant. I love the wife.
I think what I would say, she's probably my favourite character at the moment. There's absolutely some of the most amazing, great lead cast. What's his name? Bobby Cannavale.
Is awesome, and I love him anyway.
Ray Romano is fantastic and almost unrecognisable in it.
Who knew? He is playing this serious record exec who's literally on the brink of financial collapse as well, but he's doing a fantastic job.
And I would say, look, watch the first episode because that's the one that Scorsese directed.
Yes.
But give the second episode a go because the first one I found was a little bit flat and the second one is really, really good. And that's really what's kept me going with it is that second episode because the pace picked up and it made me super intrigued as to what was going to happen next.
We have to take a break, but my love, we're going to talk a little bit more about Vinyl later on. Hey, you're listening to Chatterbox tonight with Brett and Andy only on Joy 94.9.
Bring joy to the world. Listen to us everywhere. Download the Joy smartphone app now at joy.org.au.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9.
Now, it's the halfway mark of the show, my love.
Yes.
What's Chatterbox about for people who haven't listened before?
We normally bring a guest in, but tonight, well, it's probably just as well we couldn't because I'm on my soapbox.
She's on a soapbox.
I've got the devil
tonight.
In me.
I know. Now, speaking of which, hey, we've had a message sent through. We are asking the questions, what are you actually watching at the moment? Now, the lovely Christopher Yarraville,
dear friend of the show.
Absolutely. He sent through a message saying, love the intenseness of political talks, boys. Don't worry, the Oompa Loompa won't get in.
That's Trump.
Yes.
If you weren't listening.
I love the variety and entertainment you boys provide, and I'm going to miss my Tuesday night. Oh, Chris, we're going to miss you
Thank you, Chris.
I'll just have to buy you a coffee in the morning.
Now, before we went to the break, we were talking about Vinyl, which is a new HBO show. It's been on for, four or five episodes? We were really excited about because it's set in the 70s. It's set in the record industry. And before we were talking about what we loved the lead cast. We loved the vibe of it. But can I talk about some of the things I don't like so much?
Fire away, my love.
I read a review the other day and it said, and you mentioned this earlier, it's like the Mad Men sequel that nobody asked for. And it feels a little bit... Honestly, it feels a little bit like that to me.
I think it's just because it's the 70s
and
it's New
period.
York.
Absolutely. Yeah. The other thing is, I'm going to be perfectly honest. I love all the actors and the performances.
Yes.
I actually don't like any of the characters. I think the main character is just such a self-destructive pig.
Yes.
The wife, I just want to shake and say, for God's sake...
Leave him.
Leave.
Yeah.
Ray Romano, I think, is really, really good
in
it.
But he's a bit slimy.
But I just don't really like anybody in it.
I don't think you're supposed to like the characters because they are so self-absorbed. No, I don't think
there is. I know, but you know where I go with that. If I don't like anybody in something, I tune out.
I actually think some of the younger people in the young girl who has all the frizzy hair looks like bloody... I've forgotten her name now. Bette Midler did in the 70s. Yeah. She's got that type of hair. And she's found the punk band.
Yeah.
When punk is really just starting, and they're called the Nasty Bits, which I always think is quite funny. And I like her, and I hope they take her storyline somewhere, because otherwise a lot of the main characters are not likeable.
No, and I find there's, and it's very HBO as well, where there's a massive drug storyline to it that, of course, drugs were a massive part of the, music, industry in the 70s. But it's almost getting in the way of the character development, because there's this great character, to your point, the office Wendy that's floating around in the background, found the band.
Yeah.
But don't know anything about her yet. And I know it's, what, we're 5 episodes in, but the way we watch TV now is so quick and so disposable.
Yeah.
You sort of need to be a little bit engaged with the characters past season 3. Otherwise, episode 3. Yeah. They're probably not going to make it to season 2. But the interesting thing, they've actually been picked up for a second season.
Now, you know what my complaint is?
What?
So it's the 70s, right?
Yeah.
And it's New York City, right?
Can I say...
Where's the friggin' disco?
This is the thing. As soon as... I think this is the same
Where's
thing...
Where's Studio 54?
For you and I, the minute we saw Flares...
Oh.
And a record, and somebody in headphones, we were like, yay, it's the thing about Studio 54.
Bianca Jagger is going to be on a horse somewhere.
No, it's not.
It's too early in the 70s for disco.
They either flash back to the 60s and it's all doo-wop, 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 doo.
Or the whole, and I do like the whole Andy Warhol take at the factory. Yep. I think they've done Andy Warhol really good without making him cheesy, because some of the depictions of Andy Warhol have been awful in the last few years.
All of them, really. Or they skip right forward and it becomes about New Wave and it's like, no, disco.
Where's the disco? Now, speaking of disco, and this is what we really want to hear on the show.
Well,
soon.
Can I say, we scoured the vinyl soundtrack to try and find something that we liked.
Hated it.
Loud as shit.
So instead, we're playing you a classic disco number by Odyssey called...
Native New Yorker. You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9.
Roll up the rug.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9.
Now, my love,
yes,
really exciting news.
Yes, indeed.
Really exciting
this
news.
This is our last but one show for a while. We're going to take winter off.
Yeah, but we need to thaw out.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, we've got a lot on.
We've got a lot on. Well, we're selling a house soon,
we
my
are
love.
Indeed. We're just about we to put the house up. We actually haven't got anywhere to live. Yeah. So.
Anyway, if you're looking for two flatmates who are very clean with the cash, let us know. Pop a note through. Now,
yes,
our final show next week.
Yes, very excited.
For this
because we've got a super special guest next week.
We have got the fabulous Adam Richards coming on as our very special guest. Because, my love, you know what happens tomorrow?
It's the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Yay!
I nearly said Queer Film Festival, which is completely different thing altogether.
I think that's happened or about to happen. But it's the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. And this is one of my favourite.
Yeah,
other than Midsummer, this is probably my second best festival. And we've just been following this for years.
It's always the start of winter for me, Comedy Festival.
Absolutely.
And as much as I hate winter, it's a nice, lovely way to welcome winter in, because what a lovely way to welcome in the frigid cold than a good old belly laugh. And
and can I say, you are going to get so many belly laughs. And something that Andy and I do every year. Now, I've been banging on about this ever since I've been working at Joy.
Yes, you have.
There is... Obviously, the great thing about the Comedy Festival is all shows are under an hour.
Yeah.
And the reason why they do that is because so you can see one comic and still have enough time to go to the next. So you could see three or four comics very comfortably.
Absolutely.
From about, you know, 5, 6 o'clock, have dinner in the city, have a few drinks and see some great acts.
It's like a comedy junket.
It is a comedy junket. And one of the things that I've raved about, I've had some of the guys and some of the girls from Best of British. What I love about this is, guys, this is dirt cheap. Tickets-wise is dirt cheap.
Yeah, we go every year.
We go every year, and you get a little clip of different UK comedians.
About five comedians?
Yeah, four or five comedians. They only do generally about a 10-minute, 10 to 15-minute little set. But really funny. We have uncovered some brilliant comedians, and we're going to actually see that later on in April, so very exciting.
Yeah, absolutely.
One of your favourite comedians, and I don't think she's actually been out for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, but she's here this year.
Who? Sarah Millican?
Yes.
Yes, I love Sarah Millican. And if you don't know her, she's a Geordie, and she's like, hello, flower. And I love her because she's Northern, and I do tend to find women much, much funnier than men. So
that's all right.
Good luck, Adam, next week. Yep. You've got your work cut out for you. But I always have. I've always loved Wanda Sykes. I've always loved Sarah Silverman. I've always loved French and Saunders. But possibly one of my favourite comedians that I remember from a very, very young age.
Yes.
She's not that well known in Australia.
Which is a bugger because I remember seeing her, Victoria Wood, as seen on TV.
Yeah, and she's done a lot of work with Julie Walters, and she is beloved in Britain.
She's a national treasure.
I love the stuff that she did in the 80s. I love the film work that she's done. She's done some great stuff like Pat and Margaret.
Yes.
But she has probably brought me more comedy joy over the years than any single artist. And I just think it's a lovely, lovely way to, I suppose, show Australia a little bit about Victoria Wood, if you don't know her, by playing one of her favourite songs, because she does like to plink away on the ivories.
She does like to plink away. And here it is now, Victoria Wood singing Barry and Frieda live.
It's the ballad of Barry and Frieda, a.k.a. in brackets, Let's Do It. You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9.
Frieda and Barry sat one night. The sky was clear, the stars were bright. The wind was soft, the moon was up. Frieda drained her cocoa cup. She licked her lips, she felt sublime. She switched off Gardner's Question Time. Barry cringed in fear and dread as Frieda grabbed his tie and said, let's do it. Let's do it while the mood is right. I'm feeling appealing, I've really got an appetite. I'm on fire with desire, I can handle half the tenors in a male voice choir. Let's do it tonight. But he said, I can't do it, I don't believe in too much sex. This fashion for passion turns it into nervous wrecks. No derision, my decision, I'd rather watch the spinners on the television. I can't do it tonight. So she said, let's do it till our hearts go boom. Go native, creative, living in the living room. This folly is jolly, bend me over backwards on me hostess trolley. Let's do it tonight. But he said, I can't do it, me every breathing days have gone. I'm older, feel colder, it's other things that turn me on. I'm imploring, I'm boring, let me read this catalogue on vinyl flooring. I can't do it tonight. So she said, let's do it, let's do it. Have a crazy night of love. I'll strip a bare, I'll just wear stilettos and an oven glove. Don't starve a girl of a palaver. Dangle from the wardrobe in your balaclava.
Let's do it,
let's do it tonight. I can't do it, I can't do it. I know I'd only get it wrong. Don't angle for me to dangle. My arms have never been that strong. Stop pouting, stop shouting. You know I pulled a muscle when I did that grouting. I can't do it, I can't do it tonight. Let's do it, let's do it. Share a night of wild romance. Frenetic, poetic. This could be your last big chance. To quote Milton, to eat Stilton, to rolling gay abandon on the tufted Wilton. Let's do it tonight. I can't do it, I can't do it. I've got other little jobs on hand. Don't grouse around the house, I've got a busy evening planned. Stop nagging, I'm flagging. You know as well as I do that the pipes want lagging. I can't do it tonight. Let's do it while I'm really in the mood. Three cheers, it's years since I caught you even semi-nude. Get drastic, gymnastic, wear your baggy white fronts with a loose elastic. Let's do it tonight. I can't do it. I must refuse to get undressed. I feel silly, it's too chilly to go without me thermal vest. Don't choose me, don't use me. My mother sent a note to say you must take, excuse me. I can't do it tonight. Let's do it, let's do it. I feel I absolutely must. I won't exempt you, won't attempt you, want to drive you mad with lust. No cautions, just contortions. Smear an avocado on me lower portions. Let's do it tonight. I can't do it, I can't do it. It's really not my cup of tea. I'm harassed, embarrassed. I wish you hadn't picked on me. No barter, non-starter. I feel about as sensuous as Jimmy Carter. I can't do it tonight. Let's do it, let's do it. I really want to run amok. Let's wiggle, let's jiggle. Let's really make the rafters a rock. Be mighty, be flighty. Come and melt the buttons on me flame-proof nighty. Let's do it, let's do it. To rant and rave. Let's go, cause I know just how I want you to behave. Not bleakly, not meekly. Beat me on the bottom with a woman's weekly. Let's do it tonight.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9.
That was the fabulous Victoria Wood with one of her ballads.
It was the ballad of Barry and Frieda.
Now, we played her because we were talking about Melbourne International Comedy Festival starts tomorrow, the 23rd of March, and runs to the 17th of April.
Yep.
Now, we've talked a little bit about some of the international acts, but we've got some great local acts coming
absolutely.
In.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's the gorgeous part about the Comedy Festival is the local act that actually get some exposure.
Absolutely. Now, one of the boys that we've seen before, and we will see again, he's one of our favourite little funny gay boys, is the fabulous Joel Creasy.
Now, yes, he's become very, very popular since he was
on... very busy now.
I'm a celebrity, get me out of here.
Yes. But Joel has talked about his best mate called Thomas.
Yeah.
And Thomas has actually got a show. I think Thomas, I follow him on Instagram. I love him. Thomas Jasper's in a show called Kitten Killer. We're going to go and see it.
Yeah, it's an amazing review.
I think it's going to be a hoot. Now, someone else is a hoot. We've had her on the show before.
Dear friend of the show.
Dear friend of the show. Anne Edo Edmonds.
Now, she is in a show called That's Edutainment.
Yes.
If you like comedy that makes you feel a little bit uncomfortable, and as I said, I love funny women, and Anne is a hilarious woman, get along and see Anne because she... Yeah, she's just magical, and she just will make you squirm and laugh in equal measures, but you'll walk out with a massive smile on your face.
Now, our very special guest star, the last guest for this grid for Chatterbox, is the fabulous Adam Richard.
Absolutely.
Now, he has got a show called Split Secondism.
Yep.
Now, I haven't seen him live. I've heard him a lot on Joy. I've seen him on TV.
We've booked, though, haven't we?
We have booked for him, Adam, if you're listening.
Groupies. We're groupies.
can't wait to see it. It's going to be an absolute hoot. And something else that I want to mention is The Axis of Awesome. Now, this is a really cult follow. It's these three guys. Well, let me go up. They're these three performers. And one of the performers has recently come out as transgender.
Oh, wow.
And has come out, and I love this because he used to be this sort of short, bearded bloke, and all of a sudden he lost his beard. And a lot of their fans really got upset, and he actually came out, did this very, really lovely video talking about that he is now, he identifies as a woman.
Yeah.
So, but they're still doing it. So their show's called Won't Ever Stop Giving Up. So I wonder if there's going to be a little bit of a reference to him coming out as a transgender
Fantastic.
Woman.
Fantastic. And, of course, other dear friend of the show.
Yes.
Dolly Diamond.
Dolly Diamond.
Now, she's up late and putrid or whatever it is. What time's she on?
Oh, she's on at 11 o'clock p.m.
She's like that ginger-haired man who does the sports on Channel 10.
I know. She's like, bless her. She's tired. But the good thing is, if you like Dolly Up Late, you've got Dolly Up Late. But they're also now, they did a show last year at Chapel of Chapel called Bugle Boys.
Yeah.
And it's come back for the comedy festival.
Which we have to go and see, which is a tribute to the Andrew Sisters.
So, guys, if you're out there, do yourself a favour. I know I'm sounding like Molly.
There's so much on, though.
You got to do it. Hey, you're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andy on Joy 94.9.
Weeknights on Joy 94.9. Sharing your passions.
You're listening to Shadowbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9. Now, we are just about to wrap up for this week.
Oh, my God. What a show tonight, my love. We've been political.
We've got on my soapbox.
Got on her soapbox. That killed the show. but we brought it back with vinyl, thank God.
Brought it down like a preacher's daughter at a prison rodeo.
I was going to say, if Bet was here now, she'd say, shiver my timbers. Now, my love.
Yes.
It is our penultimate show. We've only got one more show left.
We do. And we've got the fabulous Adam Richard next week coming on to talk about all things glorious and Adam.
Absolutely. Now, a few weeks ago, we tried to play one of my favourite bands from the 90s, Black Box.
Yes, we had a few technical difficulties, madam.
Yes, very, very difficult customer your iPhone is. But to play us out tonight, because we were going to play the Earth, Wind & Fire version of Fantasy, but this is one of my favourite versions.
Yeah, it's got the gorgeous Martha Wash, who was never credited for singing on any of Black Box, but she was there, she sang The Weather Girl, she sang Black Box, and she sang CNC Music Factory, and never got a stick for it.
Absolutely. My love, any final words
now,
tonight?
Now, look, we're just looking forward to seeing you all next Tuesday.
Okay, and good night, Australia.
Good night, Australia.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.